You might know Mike Ablon because he was a candidate for mayor. You probably know him because of Pegasus Ablon. He's a founding partner and developed the design district and has done work all over the city and really unique projects that he's working on still more out in North Dallas. Mike Ablon joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it. And to anybody who's listening who is dealing with the tornado or helping people that are dealing with tornadoes, thank you for that and thinking about you out there. It's our city, and you kind of got to reach out to everybody around you. So thanks for having me.
That's true. And running into more and more people that it has an impact on. You know, you build interesting projects. I mean, the design district, I think, is unique in that nobody wanted to go eat in the design district or thought about living in the design district. But you made it something different. And you're building now in North Dallas, not this sort of, what do they call the Dallas Wrap, where they
built? Texas Wrap. Texas Wrap, exactly.
This is where you put a parking lot in the middle and build apartments all around it. Tell me what you're doing in North Dallas right now.
Yeah, thanks. So we're working near the Galleria, and like you talked about, they go build these self-sustained, kind of fortress-like, four-story wrap product, and it's a very almost an introverted. It has the pool and the courtyards, and we're building a more extroverted building that goes into city fabric. You know, I think the same thing about the design district and Galleria, because you mentioned them both. Those are becoming suburban urban cores, and each of those has a suburban urban room that's kind of the there. And so near the Galleria, where we're working off Alpha, we're building a project at the Muse at Midtown. And part of that is to build a piece that has an urban room and build the apartments in the living so it's kind of externally focused, so it faces into the street and the street faces in and they interact. It's part of what makes urban fun, which makes it interesting. It's kind of what you get when you get into big cities with density. And so all the places we work, and I hope this for Dallas, we over the years develop more and more of these suburban urban cores, and all of our work is focused on those areas and how do we help add to that fabric.
And you're sort of at the leading edge of this redevelopment of that area. Finally, you know, Valley View has been wiped out, and we're waiting to see what comes out of Midtown. We keep understanding that that Galleria itself keeps having meetings and that they're going to redo it. But I guess this really is the Midtown of Dallas.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I remember when LBJ opened, that was 1971, and the mall opened there, Valley View Mall, and then you got about a decade, a little more later, and Galleria opens in 86. But that was kind of the edge. And now if you look at Legacy, we're very much a dumbbell. You have that on two ends of the toll road and in Valley, the highest transportation, you know, intersections at Preston and at the toll road and LBJ. And it is about the middle of town. And as you said, Sears held on to it, and it became a derivative of Seritage, and now they've partnered with KDC. You've got Hillwood working on a part on one corner on Montfort. You have the Becks with their Midtown Galleria ownership is looking at reinvesting, maybe developing some more towers, maybe turning the building inside out. You have our project, which delivers this summer coming up. You have a lot of people real focused, and they're all focused for the same reason. The same reason is between the goalposts, between Preston and the toll road, right on the crossbar at LBJ. And everybody has a sense and the understanding that's going to become a very central piece of this area, the heart of the suburban urban core. And yeah, Midtown might be an actually appropriate name at this point.
Exactly. It never occurred to me when that name was first used. So you're building, so it's multifamily, your apartments, and there seems to be just an insatiable demand for nice places to live. But you've got a retail element, a long sort of a retail strip that's below where the apartments are going to be. What sort of tenants are you looking for? What retail people?
Yeah, so then you kind of go back to what's the whole idea. And so at one point we have our pool on the deck, an elevated deck, and it's an infinity pool. And the water actually comes to the edge of the pool and falls out of the pool over the side of the building, down a level into the street, into a set of fountains. So what do you put around that? You put kind of your experience economy. So, yeah, you'll have a little bit of cafe, a little bit of dining, a little bit of discovery retail. It's a place that's supposed to be very interesting and fun. It's not your sustenance. It's not your Target anchored. It's not your grocery anchor strip. It's where you go to have a life, have fun. Really, all the retail that we own has a common denominator. I want to sell what you can't buy on the internet. That's what I want to. I want to own the retail real estate where I sell what you can't buy on the internet, and you can't buy experience, and you can't buy looking. You can't look somebody in the eye on the internet. Not really. That's so. What tenants fill that? That's our bucket. Those experience driven, where you go there to be there.
Your project in the design district was unique. Nobody else, you know, had that sort of palette. Nobody else could do that sort of thing. And it sounds like what you're building right now, north of Galleria, is something different. Is there much original thought going on with all this construction that's taking place in North Texas?
Yeah, I want to be careful to never castigate any of my brethren that are developing. But with everything we do, there's a growing theory. And like back to the Galleria at Midtown, what we're doing there, the experience is the product. When we were down the design district, the experience was the product. It was a completely different experience, right? It was the aspirational creative, creative food, kind of funky, cool, the moth, the Meddlesome Moth, the First Ascension, Pac Pow. It's kind of cool, vibey, no nationals. It's a very different product. Yeah, we're doing a different one. We try to be very thoughtful about where we work. When we were on the Katy Trail, we try to dial into that. In Rockwall at the harbor, right on the lake. What does that mean? Who wants to go there? What do you really feel? That's where we focus. So I think that people over time that have a sense of a reason, that they're a raison d'être, a reason to be there, they have a heart. I mean, why do you go to Rock Center, the ice rink, the little ice rink? It's one of the greatest places in all of America. It's, 150 feet by 200 feet, and it's got frozen water. I mean, what the hell is that with Prometheus holding up an empty globe? But we go there because it has a feeling to it. So we try to be very thoughtful about what we're doing. You're always going to get some commodity product, and then the more we get those, I think, really interesting, fascinating things kind of jumbled together, makes for an interesting city.
This is a wonderful time right now because we've got all this in migration, lots of good thought, very low interest rates, lots of money being available, lots of construction. You know it's not going to last forever. But it sure looks like it probably has a ways to go, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, if you talk to a lot of the other experts, so I try to go talk to the Herb Weitzmans or the leading people, you know, the Jeff Swopes, the leading people in each of their sectors. And what you get is the predominant understanding that we're actually fairly balanced. Now, you could argue we're building a little more high-end housing, but all said and done, we're not overbuilding housing. We're not overbuilding anything right now. We have a steady demand curve, which is in migration coming in. And what you really hope to get is really high quality. But right now, you're seeing a lot of balance. That's a really healthy thing. We tend to have, as we've talked about in the past, a healthy dose of overbuilding in cycles, and we're not seeing that right now. Part of it's because it's in check, right? Equity and debt has kept it in check. But you're right, we have a very attenuated, steady economy. And right now, there's nothing screaming that says we're over. We're not overbuilding, we're not overfinancing, we're not over leasing by tenants. It's fairly balanced, and it has been. And that's a really good thing overall for the ecosystem, not just for developers, but for all of us in a city.
I appreciate a heads up if you see it coming to an end. Mike Ablott is a founding partner of Pegasus Ablott. He's always a great thinker. We appreciate his time as our guest at breakfast at Albanese the other day. And come back and visit, would you?
Thank you very much, David. And thank you for everything you do talking about Dallas. You know, for those of y'all who hear him talk, what you may not know is he talks a lot about Dallas. He's of Dallas, from Dallas. And I really appreciate not just talking about the economy and business, but talking about Dallas. It's a great place. So thank you for staying here.
Thanks a lot. And for more of our conversation with Mike Ablott, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.